morning, Pop Chasers, and happy February 1st. It is February. It's Tuesday, and that means I'm Allison, and I am back again this week with a brand new Pop Chaser, and more importantly, with one of our favorite special guests, Kelly. Hello, Kelly. Thanks for joining.
Hi. Thanks for having me again. This is my absolute favorite part of the week, so I'm so thankful.
I want to know, Kelly, I had a very chaotic day, so I want to ask you, what was the most chaotic thing you did today?
The most chaotic thing that I did today was I went to an indoor mall. Whoa. When's the last time you've been to one of those with a food court and everything, Sbarro on deck? It was wild.
Oh, was it fun? Awful? Great?
Well, it was good because I had to return something that was over 1 year old, and they took it back. So that was great.
We love a good return policy. I had the most chaotic day. I made a choice to clean my closet this weekend. And so that entailed me taking clothes and wanting to donate them to the Goodwill. As you can guess, those clothes have been sitting in my trunk of my car for days now, like a rotting dead body, and will remain there for, I would say, close to a year. I'm taking bets though.
And the best part is you live so far from a Goodwill.
It's at the corner. And then I had to bring something to the post office, but there's not like a post office close by, and I had to like drop it off. And so I had to drive to one. And then the one I picked was like the city's post office. And so then I had to like park my car in a garage and then go in. It was a thing. And then, not to get gross, you guys, but I had to take a fecal sample for my dog so I could take him to daycare. And I didn't know what to do with it. So I put it in my coat pocket in like a baggie and was just walking around the post office with a sample of dog poop in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that out? Should I edit that out?
No, I was actually going to say that, honestly, if you were to survey the spot, I don't think that was the worst thing that somebody had in their pocket at that place.
I just feel like I just took a Peloton ride and the playlist didn't show up, and I'm a Capricorn. So like, I like to know what I'm getting myself into. I'm a planner. Right. And the playlist wasn't up. So I just went in blind and I didn't like it. So I watched on my phone, Drivers, Dine-Ins and Drives, Barbecue's Best. And I just watched Guy Fieri shove his face with barbecue.
And so today, that's hard to watch while you're working out. Wow.
Today was a day, but we have a lot to get into. I mean,
I'm so excited.
Let's just jump right in. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is giving us some of the best television I've ever seen. And I'm talking like prestige TV, Sopranos be damned.
Literally, it's giving us the most.
Kelly sent me, speaking of chaotic, she like share texted me a like notes app with some of the most.
I'm so sorry, but I would like to just explain myself as to why I have to take notes, because I think of some fabulous hot takes while I watch these shows, but then when I debrief, I can't remember all of them. And then, not to mention, I also suffer from amnesia. Like some people, I'm not in the business of diagnosing again, so I'm not trying to say I have amnesia, but some people like in quotes black out after a night out. I black out after 1.5 glasses of wine. I cannot remember what people said, what I said. It is a serious issue that I have. And last night, I made a fine pasta dish. Ooh. And I enjoyed a fine glass of Pinot Noir, heavy pour, heavy hand. And I wanted to remember, since I watched Salt Lake after that, exactly what I was thinking. So I wrote it down.
How did Salt Lake go down after that fine pasta and that heavy pour?
Well, I started feeling like a beach whale, like I will not be moving. And I ended on literally my tippy toes inches from the TV. So it was a progression.
It felt like immersive television. So let's get into it, because the women are still in Zion. And I have on this podcast especially bashed when a vacation lasts longer than 2 episodes. I never want to leave Zion.
I want Zion to continue and continue and continue.
And I like this episode, it keeps topping itself. So this episode, they're in Zion. They break up into truly chaotic. I mean, we're waking up in Vegas style, where everyone wakes up hungover as all hell. They had 1.5 glasses of wine. Just kidding. They had like 7.5 bottles of wine from serving like bowls, and we're so hungover, and they are like trying to remember what happened. It's all fun and games because we get some good old flashbacks, and then they break up into groups, and you've got Jen and Whitney who go ATVing. Then they eat salt and vinegar chips and Haribo gummy bears on like the top of the mountain.
With their dusty hands.
So gross. Then you have Heather and Lisa who go horseback riding. Heather in a jort and a like long robe, a fashion robe, if you will. Lisa in some great sunglasses. Great sunglasses.
Good. And those were good.
You've got the other three, like Meredith and those who shall not be named. And I think have officially now, both of them are officially fired. Off the show.
Yeah.
Because except Meredith,
for there was some rumor that Mary was filming, but
okay.
She's not.
But yeah, because Meredith said on Watch What Happens Live that Mary Cosby won't be on the show anymore. So Meredith she's was out. With the rejects.
Literally.
At the spa. And they all kind of talk about what happened, all the drama that's going on. Mary is especially weird because she doesn't know Jenny like that. And honestly, like maybe Mary knew something that we just couldn't pick up on early on. I don't know. Like it was God telling her, don't talk to this woman.
Yeah. Well, that's the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, it's very clear that she is, I guess, racist, no other racist. I don't know.
I think what you're trying to say is game recognizes game. Let's bring in a sports analogy here. But that is like that was like the calm part of that, like the whole episode, is when Mary and Jenny were still getting into it. When we got to the Cinco de Mayo dinner, which Jen put on because of Mary's Mexican thug comment, and she's like, and I'll own it. And I was like, but you're not Mexican. Like it's
there is nothing to own, actually. So I don't understand what you're trying to, yes, you're right. Completely messed up.
Let's just get to the best part, which was the hot mic moment with Lisa. And people are kind of debating if this can even be called a hot mic, because she knew the mic was on. She was talking to like
a hot mic.
A producer.
She gave the mic back. She literally gave the mic back. I have like a lot to go into. If I can go back just a little bit.
Go through your notes.
I will. Okay. I have a logistical question as well. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if, you know, you being, you know, the dip aficionado, if you knew any of this, when there's the montage that looks like filmed from their own camera phones, when they have like blackout nights, does like crew gotta go, like they're on hourly, like they're done, like why don't they film that stuff when that happens?
I think that like they do film some of it, but like the women do like to kind of like, do you remember, oh god, what city was it, someone got a photo of someone's boobs, oh god, what city was this, this is years ago, and it was like someone had it on their phone, and it was just like, I think they just like to like memorialize it themselves. And so if they have a like footage that kind of makes the night seem crazier than usual, then Bravo will like use it. I don't think it's because the crew is gone, but it's very possible, but it's just like,
it just happens a lot now. And I want to know more about those times and yes. less about like what you're doing, getting your nails done, sipping a lemonade.
That's
like,
a great point. I don't know if they try to make you feel more like, it feels more intimate, but sure. I it's a good,
all right.
good question.
I just wanted to I just wanted to ask that. But okay, so you want me to just go through my notes?
I would love for you to go through them. Yeah.
Okay. Number one, which is in bold and caps, is I wrote, why is Jen wearing an orange jumpsuit?
Oh, so that's poetic.
Literally, why
this woman is going to trial, possibly jail, and she's puts on
full force, has all the clothes in the world, has a glam squad with her, and decides on an outfit none other than an orange jumpsuit to sit atop a mountain and ATV in, which doesn't look like it's appropriate.
No.
Next, are they forced on these excursions? In parentheses, I wrote yes. They clearly are forced together with pairs. Do you agree?
Yes, I think so. I think that the producers tell like, Heather, Lisa, we'd really love to get some footage of you guys together. Like you go on this horseback ride. You Mary, Jenny, we need you guys to, you know, hash out your problems.
Do you think they get to pick what they do or no?
I think so, considering the three that went to the spa. I feel like the three that would have gone to the spa.
That is exactly what I was going to say. Okay, next. And I'm just reading these verbatim what I wrote. Jenny with the no makeup on. Woof. Why did she not wear sunglasses while the others did?
Okay, I was on Sam Bush, Bravo Historians podcast, Hot Off the Mess. And I mentioned this too. I am not going to tell a woman what to do. You know, if you want to go au naturel, like by all means, but you are on camera. And I get you're going to the spa, but like, as Meredith said, like she just put a light face on.
I just did a little face, a little mascara. Oh, everything.
She did it all.
But just, yes.
And here's the thing. If no one does it, then that's fine. But like, if everyone else is wearing makeup, like you should just ask them. And the other thing is she was wearing like 6-inch stripper heels.
And a full outfit. I mean, it's not like she went in like her Lululemons, like she was full force.
She had like a paper bag waist pant on.
And so I'm very confused. And then also I'm all in the business of empowering other women. So, you know, don't wear your makeup if you don't want to. But if I was sitting there just being a real girly, I was sitting there with all my friends being filmed and they all were wearing sunglasses and I knew damn well that I had no makeup on and still didn't choose to put on my sunglasses, that would make me uncomfortable. It's like speaking to somebody not wearing a mask that's wearing a mask. Like it's a, you want to just like slip them on, just put them on, Jenny. So, and I hate her, so I can say that. Okay. Next. Mary with clothes on for the massage, .. Shocked.
Shocked.
That was actually funny what Mary said about not being able, or what Jenny said about Mary not being able to fully commit. Like she was just going to spring up and get out of there. I thought that was pretty hysterical.
Me too.
This
next one is another logistical question, which is a fantastic question.
Okay. You memorized my note.
No, when you sent it to me, it literally put it on my computer, my phone, my iPad. So every Apple device I have now has a shared note from you.
Perfect. I put, do they pay for these dinners? ? I have never in my life thought that anybody's throwing down money for these dinners.
No.
Not even Heather Dubrow last week. No way, no how. This is on Bravo. But the fact that it was Mary or Jen's dinner, I'm so confused by that.
So I think it's like ultimate girls trip where like the women get to plan something and it's kind of like their dinner. I don't think that they're putting a dollar down. I don't think Sharif Sr. paid for that. It's Bravo.
Yeah, but it's not because Meredith didn't want to engage because it's a true expense.
Because Meredith loves to be like the contrarian and seem like she's so concerned. On Watch What Happens Live, she said that the fugly necklace that Jen gave them all, and I don't care if it says Cartier, it's ugly. As the infamous I don't want to call her infamous, just as the famous Countess Luann de Lesseps, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes. So like the label meant nothing when they were like, I like the label. And then they opened it up and it's a snowflake necklace. Anyway.
That was like when they got Louis Vuitton, like, or something.
Oh, yeah, Mary's Mary AirPods. Cosby.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that, so Meredith said that that necklace is now in the custody of an, like of a lawyer. And because if it,
I didn't see that part. I watched only to the first commercial break.
Because if there was a chance that it was like bad money being used, if she's found guilty, then that money, she can like sell that necklace, or they cannot, they can use the money for restitution basically. Whereas everyone else was like, thanks. But I think Meredith just likes to be difficult. And that's how I took it. I would gotta be honest. Meredith's on my last fucking nerve.
Yeah, me too. But that's what we can unload on when we talk about the in quotes hot mic. That was not a hot mic. It was just regular part of the show. Because I think the only other, I only have two more points. One is don't dog fast food Mary Cosby. I thought that was the lowest blow. As much as I hate Lisa Barlow, do not dog her love for Taco Bell. I would stand up for Taco Bell before anything Mary Cosby stands for.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't trust like a piece of lettuce that Mary Cosby put on a plate in front of me. I'm trusting
never.
I'm trusting a Taco Bell meat way before that. So
a full crunch wrap.
And I will say
exactly.
I love Taco Bell and I love fine dining is a great quote from Lisa Barlow. So she was just on fire last night.
It's true. And I love the image that Lisa Barlow does bring to TV with that, because she literally actually does eat that terrible and looks the way she does. So I think that it's a good show of, you know, these people are not all like anorexic freaks. Like Lisa Barlow's chugging a Diet Coke constantly.
Yeah.
I don't know why God blessed her with that body, but he did. And some people get to enjoy that.
Got lucky.
Some people get the Taco Bell and they get to eat it too. Mary Cosby is just jealous. So there's that. Okay. So then my last point says, wow, at the end.
Just wow at the end. I have the full quote. Can I read it? Okay.
Please.
Meredith can, this is not censored. So if your kids are in the room, plug their ears. Meredith can go fuck herself. This is a quote from Lisa Barlow. These are all allegations. Meredith has since said that they are not true, that Lisa lied. I'm quoting. Meredith can go fuck herself. I'm done with her because I'm not a fucking whore and I don't cheat on my husband. Her and her dumb fucking family that poses. Why don't you own a house? Wait, you can't. Because your husband changes jobs every 5 minutes. She's a whore. She fucked half of New York. She can go fuck herself. Here, you can have my mic back. That is the new Tom's house was broken into and he flipped his car 5 times and my son,
literally,
that's new. This is now going to be embroidered on pillows. It's going to be on mugs. It's, yeah. It is canon and it is iconic.
It is. I have so much to unpack with it. Like what in the world?
It's
where
all
was this hidden? Where was this bottled? And that what made this just erupt?
So that's the thing, is like, I don't think we really saw that, right? Like she just went from 0 to 500, as they say.
Literally the fastest I've ever seen. And just, I thought she'd say, when she said, I hate her, I thought it would end at that. And I thought that was enough.
I mean, it was like the tip of the iceberg.
So do we actually think that friends, like, what do we think happened? Because last season they seemed like thick as thieves. And Lisa did truly seem upset when Meredith told her about her separation or possible separation. And, you know, she was crying in that furniture store. Like, I remember that. And I like felt like that was a moment between girlfriends there, but doesn't seem like that was the case.
I actually do think that they were friends. I think that, like, you know, at the end of the day, TV changes people. And I think Meredith has become this like what she believes to be a fashion icon. And I think Lisa has, you know, found herself in a position where she doesn't feel supported by her friend and has also found herself like having to support other people. And that gets really clouded by like, who is she loyal to and who isn't she loyal to? And I think there's clearly though, so much anger that Lisa has bottled up, like you said, because what she was saying, like it wasn't, she was like spewing it.
Mm-hmm. It was venomous.
And it really was like so much pain behind it. Like you could tell mm-hmm. she was hurt. I Meredith addressed some of it on Watch What Happens Live, and I should have written it down, but basically she said like Lisa was lying. She hasn't dated anyone in 2 years or something like that. Or her and Seth have been happy for 2 years. I can't remember what exactly, but she was saying that she was lying about that. She said she did not fuck half of New York, just for the record. She also did not sleep with Harry Dubin. She confirmed of Real Housewives of New York. The job thing, Seth he works with businesses. So like if he's not circulating, he's not doing well in his job, which actually kind of made sense. Like if he's consulting, like he's not going to have the same job for, you know, indefinitely. Meredith did pull my favorite, housewives bit, which was, she was like, we're spending more living the lifestyle renting than we would if we bought. And I was like, okay.
Like, I hate that. That is so stupid. They all love to say that. And it's like,
the dumb fucking family that poses. Like, that rings true to me because Meredith and her
family.
She
said she didn't know what she meant by that.
Oh, wait. And also the thing that supposedly set all of this off. Did you see this on Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah, that she doesn't like her house.
She said that her house was ugly. So they did confirm that the women saw these episodes that we're seeing now the night before they filmed the reunion. So they go into the reunion raw with this.
It's gonna be, it just sucks though, because it's Meredith and I just feel like she's just not going to give us the emotion that would be needed. Like, really have a engaging conversation about this.
Mm-hmm.
And like Lisa's gonna sit there and be like, oh, I'm so embarrassed I said any of that. Like, she's gonna own it, I'm sure. So
yeah, I don't know what we're gonna get.
Sight to see. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I mean, there's way too much to unpack, so that's gonna be maybe a four-parter.
I mean, this quote in itself I would do like a dissertation on and like line dissect. But it is, it's incredible. I'm so glad that like, I don't know. I think something, I just think like when Meredith said that Lisa was projecting, I was like, wow, they hate each other.
Hate. Done. Do not want to be together ever again. Hate, 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 double hate, loathe entirely. They're done.
Oh God, the Grinch. Speaking of the Grinch, Whitney,
is an idiot.
I can't stand her. The way she thinks she's like fucking Nancy Drew, and she says in her,
always in the confessional, she's like, and then what? Uh-huh. And it's like, you're so stupid.
Meredith, were you at your father's funeral? Everybody is wondering, were you at your father's funeral? And it's like, oh my God, stop.
Find one other thing to talk about. You are so irritating, so annoying. It's so annoying. But I actually, that just reminded me of how annoying she was at the dinner. And I would like to say, not that I'm in the business of calling out somebody who doesn't have a husband. I thought that was like very bridesmaids-esque of Miriam Cosby. But what I wanted to say is that I was wondering if Heather had to chip in for herself. So I'm really glad that that was taken care of from my mind.
I also thought like, I thought Heather's comeback was iconic. I know I keep saying that, but like these women are just delivering line after line for her to say, you're married to your step granddaddy.
Literally.
You don't have a husband. Yours is literally a family member.
It was not a good idea That's another of those things. Don't throw stones when you live in glass houses. That is a very perfect for that.
Exactly. I can't wait to see what we have these next two episodes. You know, it's going to be good when they don't show you the preview.
It's like, just wait. You won't even, they don't need to, because they know when it ends with that, we're all coming back.
I know. It's going to be good. Unfortunately, like, no one was there to hear that. So it's kind of like, Meredith isn't going to know that she said that. So we won't get to see the Zion fallout, but I mean, we would still be in Zion. The reunion would be in Zion, like Succession season one style, when they did that family retreat, if we were still dealing with that. But okay. Did you watch Summer House?
I did.
Okay. We can like talk about, you know, Kyle's $4 million personal loan, or
I want to talk about everything,
or we can talk about Andrea and Paige, but I need to spend like 45 minutes discussing Craig.
Oh my God. I don't know how to like say this in like the way that I'm like meaning it. Okay. Do you remember like when there were shows like Full House, or I know RIP, we just talked about this, but like Full House, or like even like Mary Kate and Ashley, something like where they would go like on vacation in the show and thing, like it would be filmed a little different. It would look a little different. It would sound a little different.
You're thinking of the Disney episode of Full House.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It would sound a little different. That is how I felt when I saw Craig in the house. He like sounded different, looked a little different, like he's like a displaced character. And he was like, hey guys, when he walked in, and I was like, who is this dude? Like, he thinks he is hot shit. But I mean jaw on the floor with this Kristen Cavallari thing.
Jaw on the floor. So you didn't know that? Because I didn't know it either.
I didn't know that. And I followed this. I absolutely followed this, but I did not know that they had sex. I thought that it was like a funny thing that like she was in a picture that they were at a dinner together. Yeah. And she was like playing along with it. Like, haha, yeah, I'm hanging out with people.
I totally agree. I did not know that there was like actual like rumors and that they had hooked up. I felt blindsided by that. Like Paige, thank God for Lindsay Hubbard.
I love when Paige was like, this isn't like a normal like person that I'm competing with. Like, I love her.
Yeah. This is like your childhood, like villain hero, like depending on what side you were on. We were all on LC side, but like, this is like, this is like a huge, it would be like literally competing against literally your dream, like your favorite fashion icon as a kid.
Can't even imagine like that must have felt. I mean, I'm sure it made Paige feel like a little cool, but like Craig, how on earth?
I don't get it. What are these women doing?
See him like fumbling around in his swim trunks. I was like, you look disgusting. Like, you need to just go somewhere else. And then he's like dogging Lindsay, thinking that he's so cool. And I'm like, yeah. Dude, no.
That was what distracted me the most, was the like
the swim trunks.
No, the gaslighting of Paige. And when
when
he was literally like, Lindsay talked to him and then he was like, Paige, are you that weak? You're gonna believe Lindsay? Like, Lindsay, like, fuck her, fuck Lindsay. And then he's like,
scary manipulation though.
It was scary.
And yeah, like he's had some time doing that with Naomi.
Yeah, you think. And then with Natalie, and he did it to Madison at the end of the Southern Charm reunion too. Like, his resentment towards women, you guys, I will off the record talk to you about this any day, so you can DM me. But that man, like, there is more going
on. No business with women.
There is just so much going on with him. Like, there is like so much to unpack with the way he talks to women that goes so much deeper in my mind than just like Southern like toxicity. I can talk about it for days, but this isn't the place. With that said, the fact that I felt so bad for Paige, because he makes her look foolish when you know that she's with him and he is very visibly like gaslighting her. Andrea's a like lovesick puppy.
Yeah, but like he's perfect for what she should be looking for at this point.
She loves the chase and, you know, we saw it with Carl. She loves an emotionally unavailable man. Right. And I think that that's still the case. And I'll, again, that's all I'll say on that.
Are they still together?
Yes.
I mean, that is a crime.
It's a crime. I genuinely like, I thought it was all for publicity because who wouldn't want to be like Bravo's hottest couple? Unfortunately, now you've got Carl and Lindsay who are actually who the hottest couple together.
The only reason why I'm saying that you didn't watch when Amanda was on Watch What Happens Live last week.
No.
Yeah. So Amanda was on Watch What Happens Live last week with who was she with? Sierra. And they were together and Andy was asking Amanda about them. And Kyle from the
audience
shouts, yeah, they're still together. They're boyfriend and girlfriend. They're doing amazing. They just bought a car today.
Is that something you do?
And Andy goes, I'm sure they're so happy you just told everybody that.
Is that something you do? I know, that was
weird. I don't think anybody in New York has a car, but what do I know?
Well, but also like for a semi-new relationship.
Doesn't seem like a financially sound decision, but maybe they leased it.
Okay. What else? Where is Luke?
I have no idea. I think they just let him go.
No, they didn't. He's okay. Okay. First of all, I just have to shout out my friends at The Dip. Lindsay Mannering, I was gifted for my birthday a couple weeks ago, one of Luke's candles. And you might have been like, Luke has a candle line? Yeah, Luke has a candle line. And it smells good. I would encourage everyone to buy from him over Craig because the only one available on Craig's website is literally the cupcake smell. And I have a Hamptons scented candle from Luke. And it smells fine.
And he's been there. So you believe it,
but it's straight from Minnesota. So, you know, shop local if you're in the Midwest. And you can also buy like some metal rings if you're in the business, maybe a wedding ring, Carl, Lindsay, possible.
Exactly. He hammered it himself,
but he is showing up. I don't know what episode he's showing up in, because sometimes like, you know, it takes like two episodes to show one weekend, but I do know we looked online on his Instagram and I think on the 18th of July, keep in mind weeks 1 and 2 were the 4th of July.
Memorial Day. Oh, 4th of July.
It's 4th of July.
Oh gosh. I thought it was Memorial Day.
No, they started late this season because I think they wanted to get to the wedding at the end for Kymanda. So they ended up starting 4th of July weekend. He gets there July 18th. So I think we're going to see him soon, but it's kind of like, I got to be honest, dark times with like some of these men. Alex, he's terrible.
Why is he there?
That's such a good question. Like I think
nothing.
The Bravo casting, like they must have fallen asleep at the wheel on this one. Truly. Quite
literally.
He is the most boring person I have ever.
They should just like cut every time he talks, just cut it out at this point.
I think that you almost have to. It's like when, in Death on the Nile, the Disney movie coming out with Hercule Poirot, aka the sequel to Murder on the Orient Express, how they in the trailer cut out every scene Armie Hammer's in because they don't want you to know Armie Hammer's in the movie. That's what they need to do with Alex because he is sucking the life out of this show and literally. He doesn't add anything. So like, why do we even need to hear him talk about food?
You guys eat bacon? Like what? What? And they were like, yeah, we eat bacon. He's like,
oh, one thing speaking of eating, when all of the galleys, when they went to brunch, like hungover is all hell. That felt so real.
that was like, you were hanging with your girlfriends.
And that's why this show is doing something that other shows like just can't do, because like, right. I wanted to just be at that picnic table while they drank like Pepsi products and
out of bottles.
Yeah. And I mean, Paige drinking that 2-liter Coca-Cola the night before. Incredible.
Eating pizza off the floor.
Oh, when they woke up and they were cleaning up and they're like, I kind of want to eat these shrimp. And it's like, those shrimp have been outside for at least 24 hours, but okay.
Okay. But these people are dirty. I mean, you have to understand they're disgusting. And if we knew them, I know we like to like idolize them and think that they're like celebrities because they're on TV, but like, they are dirty group. Their kitchen makes me, I mean, it gives me serious anxiety.
Yeah. You keep a tidy kitchen.
I just can't with like the amount of, I also want to talk about just for a second, about the amount of food they cook for the amount of people that they have.
I know they must go through, I'm not kidding. They must go through 2 full packs of bacon a day.
Literally, but like it never looks like a lot when they're making it. They're like making like 1 pound of taco meat.
Well, that's just for Alex.
There is 20 people there. Like
there's a lot. Okay. Oh, so you think that they're cooking undercooking?
I am.
That's interesting.
Like 2 grocery bags for dinner for 20 people.
Yeah, I just wonder how much the show is kind of like
giving them catered.
Yeah. Like that taco night, I was like, I don't think you guys did all of this. Like it was in
what
like,
about the pasta? When they made the pasta, the sauce was in a stir fry pan or whatever those are called. A frying
that's
pan.
That's true. They also used like, Prego no. for that.
Literally. I was like, no, you need at least 5 pounds of pasta for this amount of people. I'm
at
sorry.
At least. But what are you talking about? They need like 10 to 15 pounds.
Literally.
You've got growing boys. Kyle has another, like at least another inch in growth. He can grow a little taller. I mean,
should we talk a little bit just a touch before we close on the summer house about Kyle and Amanda? I mean,
we should.
What in the world is going through their minds watching this right now? Married. Well,
they are like honeymooning, I think, or well, just good. Got back from their honeymoon. And I'm like, good. I hope you guys aren't watching the dailies because it is rough. I don't know. I mean, they like kissed at one point in this episode. And I was like, I think this is the first time in 3 weeks that I've seen them not look at each other with disgust.
Hate. Literally.
They hate each other.
It is really sad to watch. It really is. And it's like, I don't think that they're better now.
I mean, I really want them to work. And I know that that's crazy. But the fact that like, I really like Amanda. And I know I'm not saying you don't, but like, I like her. And I just want her to be happy. And I do think Kyle's a good guy. I just think he has Peter Pan syndrome. And like, I just want them to pull through. I worry though. I mean, there's a lot of shit that they have to figure out that you shouldn't be figuring out a month or two before your wedding.
No. And it just doesn't seem like he's in the business of changing.
I mean, we've watched him for 6 years and there's been
the same shit over and over. The only thing that's changed is his age.
It's his hairline.
I just can't. I'm so happy she shattered his shit. Good for her.
Okay, Kelly, before we depart, we are at the final episode of And Just Like That this week. Do you have any predictions?
I'm so sad to see it go.
Yes.
My prediction is that they're all going to lay down in their own caskets at the end, because that's literally what they've done. They've acted like they're 95 years old. They're dead. They're done. Steve is going to have to fumble his way to get to the casket and then lay down because he's somehow can't even, he's inept to be a human being. So that's my prediction. And they'll join big in the, you know, heaven.
Yeah, it's not good. I was hoping like we could redeem, but there's like so much the fact that we have this last episode and I'm like, I don't even know what could happen is scary. And it is there's nothing. It's, I can't wait to, I actually look forward to Thursdays, I have to say, because I'm like, what crazy shit are they going to do next?
I hope what will happen is like, we'll all tune in and then it will be like, and then Kim Cattrall will come on the screen and she'll be like, hello, everybody. I tricked you. This isn't the final episode. This is my new show. Fuck these women. Bye.
Oh, and my God. That'll
be her pilot for her new show, because literally I can't.
Samantha in London, Emily in Paris, Samantha in London. Okay. Thank you, Kelly, so much for joining me. It's always so much fun. I just have to, you know, kudos to Rihanna, pregnant.
Oh yeah. Congrats. Amazing. Love that pink coat moment.
Oh, loved a pink coat moment. I recommend everybody check out, The Real, which Garcelle, who we love from Beverly Hills, she's a co-host of, she was talking about something related to Erica and how she has earrings that may or may not have been bought with like bad money of Tom's, and she might have to give them back. Adrian Bylone and, oh God, what's her name? It's Adrian and something Love. Ronnie, is it Ronnie Love? Is that her not name? Oh, wait, I'm going to cut this if I'm wrong. One sec, guys. Ronnie Love. No, that's not her name. The Real.
I only know Garcelle.
Lonnie Love. It's Lonnie Love. Oh, Ronnie Love. Lonnie Love. Talk about, I just recommend everybody check out this clip because they talk about a time that they ran into Erica at Garcelle's birthday party. And it is insane. And I don't even want to try to recreate it because I'll do like a bad job at it, but it just says a lot about Erica of what they're saying. Like she was talking to them about, and it doesn't look great for Erica. And finally, Real Housewives Girls Trip, Ultimate Girls Trip season 2, AKA the one in the Berserkshires with Dorinda, with Jill Zarin, with all of our favorites, coming in June. It got pushed back, but it'll come in June and we'll be fine for it. It's just like, we just have to live four to five more months. So
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. You guys check out thedip.com, use the promo code Pop Chaser for 50% off your annual subscription. I've only been doing this for a year and I can't remember. And I will be back next week with new headlines, a new guest. And until then, I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. Cheers.
Bye.